magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Mrs. Farmer, ang inyong lingkod.
Mrs. Farmer, kayo po ang unang Filipino na tumanggap ng Order of Australia Medal. Anong taon po ito ginawad sa inyo at saang lugar ginanap yung seremonya?
Natatandaan ko yan. 1981 pa, June, Queen's Birthday Honours List. Doon, tinanggap sa Australian Embassy sa Washington, D.C. sapagkat nakatira kami noon sa New York for my husband was with New York Consulate ng Australian Office.
Ito po ay isang pagkilala sa inyong mga naging serbisyo sa pagtulong para sa mga migrante, Pilipino man o doon sa mga mula sa ibang bansa.
Okay. Ang pagkakaalam ko, sapagkat nung mga panahon na yan, hindi pa masyado alam ng mga Filipino at kakaunti pala rin ng mga Filipino noon, ang mga awards ng Queen. Hindi ko nga alam kung sino nag-nominate sa akin, but I bet and I am sure I Australian. Mm-hmm. I was involved sa maraming activities sa community, kagaya ng women's issues, migrant issues, kasi I was at one stage, the Vice Chairman of the Ethnic Communities Council. In fact, yung aking award nakalagay doon, recognized for migrant services.
Noong panahon po ba na yun, abogado na kayo?
Hindi pa ako noon abogado kasi I came to Australia. I was with Congress before I left. And alam mo, sa martial law, inalis ang Congress.
Mm.
So I had quite an experience in this kind of, you know, congressional work, putting submissions or lobbying, mga ganon. I studied law in Australia at saka dito ko natapos ang aking law degree.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, when I received the Order of Australia, I was not a lawyer yet, but I migrated with some units or degrees for Master in Public Administration from the University of the Philippines. I did not get a diploma for that, for I went to Australia and I did not continue to write my thesis. So, in effect, wala akong thesis, pero naka-enroll ako sa Master's in Public Administration.
Kumbaga, marami na po kayong naging experience at marami na kayong kasanayan bago pa kayo pumunta ng Australia.
Ay, marami. Sapagkat nasa office ako ni Majority Floor Leader ng Congress, Congressman Mercado ng Bulacan. And alam mo, ang Majority Floor Leader ay next to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Ngayon, pag wala yung House of Representatives, si Congressman Mercado ang nag-preside over the meeting. At saka, nung panahon na yun, ay si Congressman Mercado, kaya ako kinuha sapagkat nag-aaral ako ng public administration and they had a committee in reforming the government. So we were looking at reforming the Philippine government based on three criteria: economy, efficiency, and effectiveness. Three is. May mga nag-o-overlap na mga agencies or bodies. So we look at each department. So that's how I came to be with the congressman office.
Opo. Fast forward po natin. 36 years matapos ninyo matanggap ang OAM award na yan.
Yeah.
Opo.
It was 1981. I received it at Washington, D.C. at the Australian Ambassador's residence. And then before I left for New York, the Secretary of the Governor General wrote a letter to me if I am accepting the award. And I did accept the award, but I also informed them that by that time, we will be living in New York. That's how it came to be. So when the awards were given in June, we have to go from New York to Washington, D.C. to receive my award. And you know what? Doon sa residence ng Australian Ambassador, ang mga helpers or katulong ay mga Pilipina. Kaya during the award ceremony, nang nagsiserve na and everything, greetings, yung mga Pilipina doon, sabi sa akin, "Ma'am, congratulations. Alam namin may Pilipina natatanggap sapagkat sinabi daw ng ambassador sa kanila Sabi daw ng ambassador sa kanila, alam ba ninyo, may Filipina na tatanggap ng award. So from that time on, because I was active, kagaya ng SBS, hindi naman sa pagmamalaki.
Opo.
Ano, Annalyn, na na-create yan, na-establish yan dahil sa submission ko, sa pag-apil ko sa Ethnic Broadcasting Committee. Sabi ko, bakit ang mga ibang migrants may right to time, ang Pilipino wala?
Mm-mm.
But before I did it, I scout for talent. Usap ko si Remy Floro, who was like a sister to me here nang ako dumating. Sapagkat sa Manila, mayroon siyang, you know, radio station sa ABS. At yung mga iba na alam ko na may talent, sabi ni Remy, okay, you love it. And then, sabi ko kay Remy, prepare a radio format. Sumulat sa akin yung SBS. I-interview na ko ng executive meeting. So I did attend the executive meeting and then they asked me questions. And then one of the questions was, are you ready? Sabi ko, yes, we have a format already for the radio program. And then they said, okay, in a week's time, you will have Radio Filipino. So, in 1978, yan ang unang year ng Radio Filipino. Wala pang ibang radio ng SBS noon kung hindi Sydney. Kaya my role, I became the coordinator. Mga broadcaster ko sila, Remy Floro at saka iba pa. Ano kami noon? Voluntary. Wala kaming bayad.
Mm-mm.
Because we just wanted that the community would have sufficient information from the Philippines and also from the Australian government about migrants. That was a collaborative effort. Tulong-tulong kami na nais na magkaroon ng radio program.
At ngayon po, patuloy pa rin po yung pagtulong ninyo sa komunidad Filipino at sa mga migrante sa buong Australia.
It has never stopped as long as I am physically and mentally able. If I can contribute, tumutulong pa rin ako. At last year, tinanggap ko yung malaking challenge, yung Philippine-Australian Sports and Culture Incorporated, yung Fiesta Cultura.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations po.
Oh, thank you. That was a big challenge for money. Run it for 40 years and then they need a new person, some kind of reforms and everything. I did not ask for it. I was just asked by the community and the people in the committee and what to please accept the challenge, which I did. I said, I cannot accept it unless you pledge your cooperation. And first of all, I have to consult my family because if my family does not say yes, I could not accept such great challenge. Isa pa sa mga ano, yung childcare. Alam mo yung hiyas ng bayan na childcare sa Mount Pritchard? Kami ang naglabi noon para magkaroon ng grant. In fact, it is the only Filipino cooperative na childcare. Ang kasama ko noon kami, sila Linda Villarreal, si Remy. Katapos, kinuha namin si Mr. Relunia para doon mailagay sa Fairfield or that area there or Liverpool para my services doon. In fact, ang una naming target ay yung Mascot area. Doon is set up the government. Ayaw aprobahan ng mayor. So we brought the mayor to the court, sa environment court. Dalawang beses nanalo kami. It was in the news, sa newspaper. And then sabi ng department na nagpa-funding, kung ako, sabi nila, select another venue. We thought where the need is. So we asked Mr. Relunia, who hails from that region, na kung maaari doon ma-set up yung childcare. Kasi noon, ang Black Town mayroon ng mga childcare services. Pero banda roon, wala pa. In fact, hindi naman sa pagmamayabang, ano, humble speaking, when I think about it, the radio, the childcare, those are projects na ibig ko sabihin, hindi lang social, hindi lang dancing or what.
Services. Services.
Those are substantial and momentous projects that give meaning and life to the community and now serving the community. So I am really happy that the community is supporting all the initiatives. Makikita mo naman, their community ay diverse. Siyempre, it is a richness of our thoughts, our opinions, and it helps. It helps. Kahit iba-iba ang mga pakiwari statement, at least it enriches the project, the meaning, and what to do. So, in one sense, the Filipino community is one that I would say is very, very united in a common purpose. And that purpose is to benefit the welfare of the Filipinos, not only Filipinos, but also for the benefit of the whole society of Australia, because we Filipinos also contribute to the development of Australia. And that is why on the Australia Day, as you say, I think we should be proud that from the moment we, the first Filipinos came to Australia, we did something to help contribute to the development of the country. Not only people, but also by some good deeds that we have done. So Australia Day is meaningful to us. For we all live in one country, Australia. Though some of us are dual citizens, at least the relationship between Australia and the Philippines, we are a living and alive component of that relationship that has been forged or made 70 years ago. So, ang pasalamat natin, kasi tayo sa Pilipinas, ito ang pinakamalapit, Australia. Kung may mga disaster o kung may mga tulong kailangan, sino ang unang tumatakbo sa Pilipinas? Australia. Kasi malayo ang Amerika, malayo ang Europe. Pero tayo nandoon just by hours. Kaya we should be happy, we should make this meaningful the relationship.
Mrs. Farmer, bilang kayo ang unang Pilipino na nakatanggap ng gawad na ito, ano yung masasabi ninyo sa kabuuang komunidad Filipino pagdating sa pagseserbisyo sa komunidad Filipino at sa buong komunidad ng Australia?
Okay, ito ang masasabi ko. I think more Filipinos should be honored. Now, remember President Aquino came to Australia state visit? Okay, the Governor General then was Quinton Brice. Quinton was a member of the Women's Advisory Council at the same time that I was a member representing the migrants. Sapagkat ang Women's Advisory Council federal on the national level had a member representing the voice of the migrants, and who did they select but me? That's why yung visit ni President Aquino, I was invited sa lunch ng Governor General and was I able to meet personally the President of the Philippines. And then the Governor General said, I have a very good friend here, Filipino, Lolita Farmer. So that is very significant honor for the community. Now, the UAM is not mine alone. So I am thankful. Nagpapasalamat ako sa mga lahat ng who has traveled me all along the way. Sa mga tumulong, kahit hindi tumulong, basta it is not for me alone, but also for the community. Yan ang aking lang masasabi, hindi sa akin ang karangalan, for the community. Sapagkat at least masasabi, ang Filipino community pala, may mga nire-recognize ang Australian government. So it belongs to the community.
Maraming salamat, Attorney Mrs. Lolita Farmer.
Thank you, Annalyn. Thank you for the privilege. Maraming salamat at mabuhay. Happy Australia Day.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.